Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
To get lowdown on all of it and everything NFL, we head out to the fan hotline covering the NFL for Sports Illustrated. It's Matt Verderam, and he joins us now. Matt, what's going on?
How you doing? What's happening?
Well, honestly, could have been a more lax day in Cleveland with all of the definitely legal issues being battled and going through and the signing of Isaiah Bond. The Browns... Within 90 minutes, we get the Quinshon Judkins and the case essentially not being taken up by the prosecution in Florida on his domestic violence charge. And also then 90 minutes later, Isaiah Bond is thanking the city of Cleveland for signing him, although the Browns have somewhat refuted those reports that he's not signed yet and they're doing their due diligence. As you look at that from an outside perspective, what is sort of the lens of the Browns? Is this just like an average NFL day, it happens, and this is just the league? Or does this paint a different message with the team being in Cleveland?
If I'm being completely honest, I think it's a combination of the two. I think, look, NFL teams publicly will tell you that they care about who they bring in the community and how they behave. Privately, teams will tell you, look, we're not running a Boy Scout troop. We're trying to win football games. And if we can add players that have a lot of talent that are risks in certain areas, we're willing to do that. Some more than most, for sure. So in that regard, look, if the Browns hadn't signed, you know, I know they have refuted to some degree, but assuming that they eventually do here sign Isaiah Bond, would some other team have done it? Yeah, in a heartbeat. Yes. And they know it. And they know it. And so that's why they signed him. Now, the flip side of that, though, is let's just be honest. The Browns brought in Deshaun Watson when that was about the most unpopular thing nationally you could do. And they didn't just bring him in. They gave him a fully guaranteed contract. They protected him as much as possible. I think we can pretty much all agree they did it. Not one ounce of due diligence, didn't care, and just said, hey, bring them on in. And I think most people nationally, as that has become a disaster, have looked at that and gone, you know what, good. And I think that's kind of been the national attitude toward it. But covering the league, I am aware of the fact that, you know, guys with checkered pass or just flat-out bad pass, if they can play football – they're going to end up on a team in the NFL. They just are, until they completely run out of chance.
Matt, obviously, neither guy going to be charged criminally in either of these cases, but right. I think we all know how the NFL operates. What do you expect for Quinshon and Isaiah Bond? Can we almost guarantee the fact that there's suspensions coming for either of them?
Yeah, probably. Probably. I mean, look, the NFL doesn't need, there doesn't always need to be a crime that's adjudicated out for a guy to be suspended. I mean, that's been proven time and again. So, yes, I think that is probably likely. Is it a long suspension? You know, it's always hard to say at the NFL. It's always hard to say. You know, Jordan Addison gets a DUI situation, and then before that went 140 miles an hour and got three games out of it. You know, and then you look at the Rashee Rice thing where he does something incredibly stupid and drives at a very high rate of speed. It's Saturday night in Dallas and causes a multi-car crash and then flees the scene. And now, you know, they can't agree on the suspension in terms of the length of it. So now they got to go to Sue L. Robinson to try to figure all this out. The NFL does not have a cut and dry policy that you just go, oh, this guy did this. This guy's getting this amount of games. So do I think they're suspended? Yeah. But the length of that suspension is very hard to pin down with the history of the NFL with this stuff.
Matt, before we get back into the Browns, I do have to ask you. Hey, they both pled guilty on the exact same day, Jordan Addison or Rashee Rice. And it's already, now we have the 3-game suspension right at the start for Jordan Addison. Rashee's is being essentially pushed back where you're going to get multiple games played by Rashee Rice to start the year. Big games for the Chiefs on either national television or against like high-level opponents like the Eagles and the Ravens.
Sure.
Is it full-blown conspiracy theory to say that there's anything beyond that other than legal issues in the NFL actually going on and battling, or maybe are they acting in their best interest?
No, look, I think the argument that, like, oh, well, they're playing high-profile games is a stupid argument because they're the Chiefs. They play high-profile games every week. Like, let's live in a world where he doesn't play the first 4 games, and then they suspend him for the next 4 games. Heck, let's live in a world they suspend him for the next 5 games. Their next 5 games are a Monday nighter, a Sunday nighter, a game against the Raiders that will probably be on national television in the early window, another Monday nighter, and then the game against Buffalo. Like, maybe the of those 5 games, the only game that is not going to be nationally televised game is the Raiders game. That's it. Like, the next 5 games are all nationally televised. If they wait and they suspend them later in the year, the Chiefs play on Thanksgiving. They play on Christmas. They play on Sunday Night Football against Houston. They play a game against Denver in Denver that's going to be, I'm sure, the national game for CBS across most of the country. So, I mean, they're going to be on every single television in America probably 13 times this year. Look, I totally understand the person who looks at it and says, oh, the Chiefs are getting preferential treatment. But I'd argue to any of those people this. If that were the case, this would not be going to Sue L. Robinson. This is going to her because they cannot agree because the NFL clearly wants to suspend him for much longer than Rice thinks he should be suspended for. And it's going to be very interesting. Listen, I think the reason it's separate with Addison and him is Addison's thing is much more cut and dry. He was charged with DUI. He basically took his medicine. And I think the NFL was like, look, you're getting 3 games. Okay, Addison's not going to appeal 3 games. Like, it's not something he's going to sit there and fight. Rice's is much more bizarre in the sense what he did was idiotic and cowardly in terms of fleeing the scene. At the same point, nobody got seriously hurt. And so on one side, you could certainly argue like, he deserves a ton of games because of what he did could have killed multiple people. But on his side of it, he's going to sit there and argue, or his lawyer's going to sit there and argue, but he didn't. And so, you know, it depends on how you fall on that, how Sue L. Robinson falls on that, but look, he's eventually going to get suspended.
Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated with us here on the Fan Hotline. Matt, let's flip back to the Browns. Joint practices with the Eagles the last 2 days in which I know people on day 1 came out a little bit in between. Some people said Browns. I think more people leaned slightly to the Eagles. Everything that I'm hearing out of joint practices today is that the Browns, especially towards the end of practice, won it cut and dry, and it wasn't necessarily close. Should we be putting any stock into that for the Browns? Not that they're going to be Super Bowl competitors, but maybe that they're going to be more competitive than people think.
Look, it's better news than if they got smoked, right? I mean, I take it that way. Look, the Browns are going to be, you know, more competitive than we all expect. It's going to be because they're good defensively. And offensively, they can run the ball. They can play ahead of the sticks. Stefanski can create some easy throws. And whoever it is who ends up playing the majority of the games at quarterback just doesn't kill them. Just doesn't throw 3 picks. Doesn't miss one. I mean, if you're the Browns, you're asking the quarterback to just not bury you. Like, just make the easy throw, man. It's 2nd and 6. Guys open in the flat, dump it out to them. Make a man miss, get a first. Like that's now the hard part of that is when you're playing really good teams, look, you got to make big plays. And that's where, you know, the Browns are probably going to struggle this year. But, you know, if you're playing a team of, you know, reasonably close, you know, talent levels, then I think that's where, hey, don't beat us. Just make a couple of plays here and there. Let the defense do its thing. And you know that's how the Browns can be, you know, playing interesting football in November. But, you know, look, it's
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a long season, and a lot of this is going to come down to what do they get, if anything, out of this quarterback position.
So let's talk about the quarterback position then. Shedeur Sanders got the start in their first preseason game on Friday. What did you see out of him? Obviously, we've gotten the reports, a lot of eyes on the game, the most for the NFL Network in like 10 years. Was it starter caliber stuff that you saw, or is it maybe just the preseason game?
Well, I think you can feel two ways at once about it. I mean, it is a preseason game. It is. I've covered the league for a long enough time now, watched it my whole life, where you see guys go in the preseason and they just are dynamite. And then they get in the regular season and some team feels a blitz they've never seen. They have no idea what to do. That being said, I thought he played well. I'm not going to be one of these people who all of a sudden goes over the moon and says now he's got to start and he's a star. And I'm not going to be that guy. I think that guy's insane. But I think he played well. He went out with backups and moved them up and down the field. I thought he made a couple of really nice throws, including the one that ended up being a touchdown. He feathered it into the corner of the end zone. I thought it was a great throw. He's not a guy who's going to be a Lamar Jackson running around the pocket, but I think he's mobile enough. He's elusive enough. He can buy some time. Like I'll put it this way. If I'm the Browns, if the season doesn't go the way they want it to go, and we're sitting here like week 9, week 10, I would say, okay, who's better, him or Dylan Gabriel? And whoever the answer to that question is, I'd play that guy the rest of the year. And if he's not good, he's not good. Find out. Because the worst thing you can do if you're the Browns, if you're not good this season, is play Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco all year. And then you're sitting there going, well, what do we have? You got to just find out. And if Shedeur Sanders can play the way he played last week in a regular season game, then he's intriguing. Then he's a guy you at least look and go, okay, look, let's get, 250, 300 pass attempts out of him. Let's find out what he can do. I think that's got to be the goal, unless, surprisingly, the Browns are really competitive and they're involved in the playoff race. But if they're not, I think you want to see, as much of that kid as you can.
Again, Matt Verderam with this here on the hotline. Does the upcoming game then, obviously we talked about all the eyes on it with Shedeur and what he provided. Knowing that he's not playing, but Dylan Gabriel more than likely going to get the start here on Saturday, does it take all of the allure away from it nationally to be something to watch?
Yes, nationally, yes. But if I'm a Browns fan, I'm as into watching Dylan Gabriel as I am Shedeur Sanders. Like, I don't care which one of them's good. I mean, heck, you hope they're both good. But like, if I'm a Browns fan, I'm dying for one of them to be good. I know what Kenny Pickett is. I know, Joe Flacco, listen, he certainly has had an excellent career in certain ways, but, his career is done. I know what those guys are. I'm glued to the television if I'm a Browns fan. I'm watching Gabriel say, all right, what do you have? I mean, what do you look like? Because, again, you never know what sometimes, look at years ago in Washington. This is a different scenario because it took a second overall. But they draft RG3. And then they drafted Kirk Cousins rounds late. And people are like, oh, yeah, whatever, Kirk Cousins. Well, Kirk Cousins ended up having a pretty good career. you don't know. Dylan Gabriel, when they took him, oh, yeah, Dylan Gabriel, he's a guy. Maybe he turns out to be a guy. Maybe Dylan Gabriel turns out to be the answer for the next 20 years. I think nationally, yes, nobody's going to care. But locally, should be super invested in it.
Do you buy what the Browns are selling in Andrew Berry, saying that they're actually considering taking 4 quarterbacks into week 1?
I mean, I'm sure there's consideration of it. Most teams will sit there and mock up a whole bunch of different kind of combinations and rosters. But, I've said this all summer. and I've said it even in the spring, like, and it doesn't mean that this is what they're going to do. It's just my two cents on it. I don't know why they're keeping Kenny Pickett. I just don't, like, for what? I mean, ultimately, nothing against Kenny Pickett, but if you want to go with a veteran, you got Flacco. You're not cutting either one of these two young guys. That would be insane. So, like, why don't you trade Pickett somewhere? And, you know, just whatever. Get a conditional seven. He is not the future. He's not the present. And if you're... Like, I just don't see any point in playing one of the veterans until, this season goes down the tubes competitively. And if that happens, you're not going from one veteran to another. That would be total lunacy. Like, you're going to go to one of these kids. And so I don't understand keeping Flacco and Pickett. It just feels... It feels redundant, and frankly, Flacco, even at this age, is a better quarterback than Kenny Pickett.
All right, Matt, I want to take you a little bit away from the Browns at this point. Looking elsewhere in the NFL, throw me which one you think has the more impressive rookie year. Is it number one overall pick Cam Ward, or do you go to the next guy in line, Travis Hunter?
That's interesting. I would say Travis Hunter, but not because I'm down on Cam Ward. I just think that Titans team is going to going to take a little while. Like, that team should, in theory, be better up front. They added Dan Moore and all that, but they added Kevin Seitler. Mike Borgonzi, he would tell you that was the biggest priority, was fixing that line. I think they have upgraded it, but realistically, they just don't have weapons. I mean, Tony Pollard's fine. Calvin Ridley is one guy. They don't have enough. And Cam Ward, I think, look, everybody kind of feels like, okay, it's going to take a little time here. I mean, I don't think anybody expects him to come out and just be dominant. Hunter, the interesting part of it's like, is he going to be a jack of all trades, master of none, because he's trying to learn everything and he's drinking out of a fire hose? Or does he come out and he's just really, really good on one side of the ball? If I was Jacksonville, I would really try to, hone in on one side of the ball. But it seems like they're pretty hell-bent on playing them both ways, and maybe they're looking at it like, well, we have to justify all the capital they gave up to Cleveland. I think Hunter's going to be good. I don't think Hunter's going to come out and be the Shohei Ohtani of football, but I think he's got an opportunity to be an impact player, obviously, right away for Jacksonville.
All right, man, I'll get you one more before we get out of here. I want a second-year quarterback that you think surprised people in a good way this year, and a second-year quarterback that you think surprised people in a bad way.
I think Penix is going to be good in Atlanta. I really do. I think he's going to be good. But Daniels is just, I don't think there's any question. He, to me, that kid is big time. I don't have any question about it. I really do. We'll be good in Atlanta. If that defense, those couple first rounders can really pan out. Look, on the flip side of things, I'm interested with Bo Nix this year. Oh, to be fair to Bo Nix, I was not a big fan of his coming out, full disclosure, and he played a lot better than I thought he was going to last year, and I'm happy he crawled. I'm curious, like, they were not good against good teams, and this year, there's going to be a lot more attention paid to them. They're respected now. They were a playoff team. I don't think he's going to all of a sudden, like, shockingly regress or anything, but can he take a step, or is that the most we're going to see? He's an older rookie. Like, is that just what he is? Because that's what he is. He's fine, but I don't know that they're going to ever really compete with him in that conference. I'll be curious. And, of course, there's McCarthy, who I'm very high on. I was just at Vikings camp this week. I think J.J. McCarthy is going to be good, especially with O'Connell. But, he's basically a rookie this year, even though mentally he's in his second season.
Matt, I appreciate you carving out the time. I know you're busy this time of year, so we really appreciate it. And look forward to talking to you somewhere down the line as the NFL season progresses.
Sounds good. Take care.
Yep, you too. Matt Verderam, Sports Illustrated, with us there on the Fan Hotline. We'll react to what he had to say. And, nationally, you're not going to be interested. Matt thinks you should be interested anyway, with Shador not on the field, but Dylan Gabriel out there. The only question is, will you be?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.